Best 5 minutes of the day on a 43-degree windy morning. Jason Kanz, we got a wind advisory 9 this morning till 6 tonight.
That's something.
Yeah.
I've been hearing it out there.
It's better than a lot of different warnings and watches you could have this time of the year.
It is. You know, Grace and I often talk when we're going into work that, you know, if it will say, oh, it's a warm 35 today or it's a cold 35 today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you live here, you know what that's like. You know, mm-hmm. It's, you know, and when it's windy like that, it can really take it out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. And I don't know, one day earlier this week, a couple days back, I guess Wednesday, I was like, this is like March pushing into April. Yesterday felt like November, though.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think it was because it was so overcast yesterday morning.
And those winds, but yeah, they're going to be even stronger today, and the temp's going to be dropping throughout the day. So you get the weather lowdown. You know, early in the morning, you're on the radio with me, you get the weather lowdown. So
I always get to know what the day is going to bring when I'm talking with you. So.
That's good. All right. Yeah. Hopefully that's a positive.
It is.
All right. Well, let's see. Two different death anniversaries that I want to mark here. One of them, let's start with Larry Crabb, because it was 4 years ago today. He went to be with the Lord, and he was one of the best people either of us ever met.
Yes, for sure. You know, it's always interesting to kind of go back to my Facebook memories and see pictures of him popping up. And, you know, he had dealt with different types of cancer for a long time. And, you know, so I guess it wasn't surprising when he passed, but still definitely a punch in the gut. Just a great man, great friend, somebody we both deeply appreciated and loved.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then this yesterday, and I leave some audio for Dawson for Today in History that he typically does after 2:45 in the drive. And I put a whole 100-second montage together of Fred Rogers. He passed on February 27th, 2003, after a brief battle with cancer. He was 74. And Jason, again, as I went back through some of the footage of this guy, and I got two sound bites I want to play, but I mean, I just feel like he's the target, to the point that he swam regularly, tried to keep his weight at 143, which stood for I love you, 143. I mean, and just in so many ways, he was exemplary of how a human should live.
Absolutely. Filled with kindness, filled with love, filled with other-centeredness. Just such a positive influence on so many people over many, many years, and I think even until today.
I mean, I go back to, we were both fans of the documentary that came about 7 years ago, the movie with Tom Hanks. There's so many books and things. But again, to see it again is a reminder to me and such a contrast to so much of what we find in the culture today.
Absolutely. You know, and I think you and I have both witnessed that, where people have kind of criticized him as being weak and, I think, boy, are you paying attention to this person who just manifests love? And I think we could all learn a lot still from Mr. Rogers and from Larry.
He was not a fan of television. He was not a fan of television, but he got into it to make it better, and he certainly did that. And two different clips I want to play here. This is the first.
Until the time of her death, Roger's mother would knit and send sweaters to friends and family every Christmas. And those are the ones he wore.
You know, when I put on one of these sweaters, it helps me to think about my mother.
So that was, I'd never known that before, that his mom made those cardigans.
You know, I've gone back and looked at those cardigans, and I always think there's no way those are handmade.
Yeah.
But I think that's really neat.
Yeah.
That's the case, yeah.
And finally, you'll be complimented to know, when I heard this reminds me of you, at least what you verbalize as your target. And we both know we so imperfectly try to follow the road to love, but I knew you'd love this, so here we go.
Love is at the root of everything. All learning, all parenting, all relationships. Love or the lack of it.
That is so good,
man,
isn't it?
That is magnificent, yes. And boy, I aspire to that.
I got to post that today. I'll share that to you. Love is at
Thank
the
you.
Root of everything or the lack of it. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And there's a Bible verse, and I'm sure you're going to know, that talks about the love for the others has grown cold or something along those lines.
Yeah. Jesus in Matthew 24.
Oof, it feels that way.
Yeah.
And so that is a good reminder this morning.
We've got one good verse to close on then, Romans 12:11.
And that says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you say, pursue love intentionally. Do not just sit back and expect love to happen. Love is active and zealous for the good of another. When you love others in both word and action, you serve my kingdom. Final thought.
That's just a good thing to carry us forward into the weekend, pursuing love intentionally, looking for opportunities for how to love well, and to be just actively pursuing that.
I think this is one of our best 5 minutes ever. Thank you, friend.
Wonderful. Talk
there
to you later.
All right. Our buddy Jason Kantz here on WWIB. Friday morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo and Caleb with you. The last day of February, Caleb.
Yes.
And we're going to start looking at the month of March, the third month of the year, and give you kind of an overview of some of the special events, things that will be commemorated during March. For instance, March is Music in Our Schools Month.
March is also National Caffeine Awareness Month. We did that on the year, right? Or was that something I just read personally, that technically they're now recommending that kids not have caffeine until they're after like 18 years old?
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Yeah. Wow.
I think that was something that my wife and I were talking about. I was like, oh, we biffed on that one.
Some of the caffeinated pops, right? What about Sing With Your Child Month?
You can even do that here in February by singing along to the songs on WWIB. March is also National Craft Month.
You know, I heard one of the cabin fever screams yesterday. I don't know if you call it singing, but they had about four different family members chime in on one that Dawson aired on The Drive, yeah, which was pretty cool. And they can still get those in at 715-396-1670. Next month is National Noodle Month.
It is also National Peanut Month in March.
Mm-hmm. And National Sauce Month.
It is National Eye Donor Month as well.
And National Celery Month.
It is National Flower Month, and not flowers like you pick and put in a bouquet, but flower like you bake with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's National Frozen Food Month.
Honestly, I thought that was in February.
They don't leave anything out, you know?
I guess not. It's National Nutrition Month as well.
This one is crazy. It's National On Hold Month. We're going to celebrate being on hold?
I guess. I mean, it could be some pretty good hold music. The older you get, the more the on hold music is like, hey, this takes me back. It's National Umbrella Month in March as well.
And Red Cross Month.
Optimism Month.
Irish American Heritage Month.
Women's History Month.
And Youth Art Month.
And also, of course, Hope and Hoops and the new Hope and Holes coming up here on WWIB. Again, a fundraiser for WIB Incorporated. And we are doing something fun in March as well. And we're giving you a little heads up about that.
Yeah, we have had a fun music contest the last 3 years where you pick the artist. But then here's the thing. You've got to give us a different song for each round. And we've had different winners. So Toby Mac in 2022 and then Crowder. And then last year, Casting Crowns. And so we need to, on Monday, not now, but on Monday, we'll be giving you the green light sometime in the 7 o'clock hour to let us know which artist that you'd like to pick. And it's a first-come, first-served basis.
It is. So, again, be listening the 7 o'clock hour, but we're telling you on Monday. But we're telling you now so that you can start thinking about which artist you would like to choose and which five songs.
Right.
And again, we're going to ask you what order they'd be played in, again, as they go through the various rounds, if they're able to do so. And it seems like every year, sometimes we have some surprises.
Uh-huh.
And looking forward to seeing what you pick. It's about that time here on a Friday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, that time when we get you caught up, friends, keep you informed about everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we know you're a busy bunch. We call it headlines. And here you go.
The NFL will use even more cutting-edge technology in the upcoming season.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. A new AI referee can make terrible calls 75% faster than human referees.
Great.
Some people are putting up St. Patrick's Day trees.
Does that mean we should have a big day of shopping called Green Friday?
I'm in.
March Madness, the annual college basketball tournament, is nearly upon us.
Well, that's great news because I was just thinking that our TVs are really lacking in sports programming.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Starbucks will be removing 13 menu items on March 4th.
Baristas celebrate finally getting to pronounce fewer made-up words.
But they'll still spell your name wrong.
Research says the reason people keep shoving money into slot machines is because slot machines are designed to make so much noise, in a sense, begging for more money.
So, like teenagers?
Yeah, right.
A survey finds 2 out of 3 dog and cat owners routinely bed down with their furry friends.
Okay with my dog being in the bed. I just wish he'd leave his iPad with his other toys.
Right.
And finally, in Mexico, a tanker truck accidentally dumped 300 to 400 gallons of raw sewage onto a road.
I'll never complain again about getting road salt on my car.
That's for sure.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
All right, we were bulging at the seams with good content this week, I know, as I was reflecting back on it. So here we go with our best of the week.
In America, we spend over $500 million annually on this on what? And Havel has the clue.
And the item is seasonal, I would say.
This is Kendra from Winter.
Hey, Kendra from Winter, what do you think?
I was going to say auto parts.
Auto parts. Is it auto parts? Not what we're looking for.
Where Kendra lives, it's always winter.
It's always winter in winter. I actually have a wonderful greenhouse there. We used to drive by it all the time on the way up to my grandpa's. So I was at my parents' yesterday, and my nephew Dewey came up to me, and he said, Uncle Caleb? And I said, yes. And he said, how come you never say hi to me on WWB? And so I am going to say hi to you right now, Dewey. I'm sure you're listening. So, hi, Dewey. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you're listening to your mama and being kind to your brother and sister. And I'm going to play your favorite song, the No Fear one. You sang me some of this yesterday, and you did a great job. This is John Reddick on the WIB Wake Up Show. Is it Christmas decorations?
Sorry.
Not it. Good to hear from Colfax, Viking country there. The good Vikings.
715-723-255.
We're Packer fans on this show.
We are.
Halloween costumes for our pets.
Is it Halloween costumes for pets? Over $500 million on that. Is that what we do? Is that what we spend over $500 million on in America?
No, that's not it.
No,
that
it could be. It could be. Just
that would be stunning
for.
To me.
And now I want to look that up.
Caleb, I can tell you this. Americans are projected to spend $700 million, more than $500 million, on pet Halloween costumes last October.
That's crazy.
Jelly Roll says he has, in his words, a heart for Jesus and believes God is working on him. The country singer recently teamed up with contemporary Christian music artist Brandon Lake on the song Hard Fought Hallelujah. Lake shared a video online of Jelly Roll discussing his faith journey. He said he may wear his faith differently than other people and that he's got, quote, a long way to go, unquote. But Jelly Roll says he knows he's heading in the right direction. George Williams, SRN News.
An interesting note there. Thanks to SRN News for that. Hard Fought Hallelujah. Again, a remix of that, I guess you would say, with Brandon Lake and Jelly Roll.
I'm from Weyerhaeuser.
Good to hear from Weyerhaeuser. What do you think?
Diapers.
So $500 million plus a year on diapers. Not diapers.
Just a clue that
for two calls.
Every baby I know, diapers are not seasonal.
I was going to say, having a baby in our household, yep, diapers are all around the year. So what you are listening to right now is cat-specific music. In fact, 10 hours of it on YouTube. So if you have a really stressed out cat, or if this calms you, I guess, here you go.
That almost sounded like purring in there.
It sort of did. Okay, there we go. So we got to bring the purring in. We've told you, think seasonal. And then we've told you, think indoors. So think something that's used really seasonally and used really indoors primarily.
All right, and now the best clue of all. Here it is, Caleb. It's also something you wear.
Jessica from Bloomer.
Jessica, what do you think?
Is it slippers?
Is it slippers?
Why do you say that?
Yeah, why would you say that?
Seasonal and indoors.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. I mean, now the MyPillow slippers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love my MyPillow slippers.
There's a great deal on them right now.
I know. Not to just make this into a commercial for MyPillow slippers, but they really are fantastic. And you're absolutely right.
You're going to the movies.
Yes, Jessica, it is slippers. Americans spend over $500 million a year on slippers.